Thank you and good afternoon on this last Friday of the 2016 year. Over the two-week holiday period in 2015, the CHP arrested 16 drivers in Humboldt County on suspicion of DUI. And so far this holiday season, the CHP has arrested 7 drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence. Traffic safety enforcement efforts will be ramped up beginning tonight at 6 o'clock and running through midnight on Monday, and for good reason. In 2013 alone, the last year with full data available, more than 160,000 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI in California, and there were a reported 16,000 alcohol-related traffic collisions. Those collisions, directly related to impairment, resulted in the deaths of 568 people, and another 11,000 or so were injured. So go enjoy the New Year holiday. Just don't get behind the wheel while impaired or intoxicated. You hear a lot about being a responsible driver and not getting behind the wheel while intoxicated from this news desk, and we regularly feature law enforcement efforts to combat dangerous and impaired driving in our news, and that includes this holiday weekend's maximum enforcement period. Yesterday's DUI major injury collision on Highway 101 near Laytonville is the reason why. CHP officers arrested 52-year-old Sacramento man Isidro Acosta after he lost control of his vehicle headed southbound just south of Spy Rock Road, and it drifted into the northbound lanes, directly into the path of a Honda sedan headed north. The two cars collided head-on, and the collision resulted in Acosta being airlifted from the scene with major injuries and a pending felony DUI charge due to drug intoxication in his future. The driver of the Honda sedan, Peter Monahan of Trinidad, suffered moderate injuries, as did a 13-year-old passenger. But the front seat passenger, Kathleen Monahan, suffered major injuries, and she was airlifted to the hospital as well. The collision reduced the roadway to one-way controlled traffic for about 90 minutes, and Acosta was placed under arrest before he was taken from the scene. The coroner's office has conducted an autopsy on the body of a man who was found on the beach on Manila on Monday and determined that he died by drowning. The white adult male was in his early 20s, and he had brown hair, and he was about 5'7", weighing 120 to 130 pounds. He had a tattoo on each arm near his shoulders. The sheriff's office has posted photos of some of the clothing the man was wearing, including blue tennis shoes, and is asking for the public's help in identifying the man. It is unknown how the man ended up in the ocean. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A tree came down adjacent to Patrick's Point Drive in Trinidad yesterday, and as it came down, it brought down power lines with it. The fallen tree and power lines blocked traffic along Patrick's Point Drive, and the incident also left more than 400 residents in Trinidad without power for more than 12 hours. PG&E repair crews worked overnight to repair the damage, and power was restored to all customers by about 4 o'clock this morning. To the east, however, Caltrans has announced that Highway 299 will remain closed through at least the second week of January due to a massive slide that closed the roadway earlier this month. Caltrans is constructing a temporary roadway adjacent to the highway, and it was expected to be open by January 8th, but that date has been pushed back. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We wrap up the year in review of the top news stories from 2016 with the final month of the year. In this segment, we look at the top stories from December. The month opened with the rescue of a woman who had gotten stuck in deep snow on State Route 1, and it took the coordination of the Sheriff's Office, a PG&E snowcat, and the CHP to reach the woman and bring her to safety. Local crab fishermen began bringing in their catch this month, a welcome sight after the near wipeout of last year's commercial fishing season. Longtime government watchdog and retired county employee Leo Sears died in December, and County Supervisor Virginia Bass became the first Humboldt County Supervisor to be in line to be the president of the California Association of Counties when she was elected as second vice president. Bass will take the gavel in 2019 and preside over the influential county lobbying group. The 22nd homicide victim in the county in 2016 was killed in December when 20-year-old Tyson Claros was gunned down in Manila. 5 suspects were later identified and arrested, including the suspected shooter, 22-year-old Brandon Mitchell. Eureka police officers were involved in a foot pursuit that turned into a shooting incident as they chased down an armed suspect who had fled a CHP traffic stop, Clayton Lisinski. Officers fired more than 40 rounds at Lisinski, who was hit in the shoulder. The HSU Marching Lumberjacks were initially suspended from all campus activities this month, but that was later lessened to a